welcome to Radio Chatskill.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes, well, so we're here today to talk about the Rosendale Theater and all of the wonderful events you have coming up, particularly the event called Muriel's Wedding. That sounds like a very fun evening. Can you tell us a little bit about what's planned for Muriel's Wedding?
Muriel's Wedding is going to be a fabulous party with a movie thrown in. Basically, we're going to be showing Muriel's Wedding on Thursday, May 15th at 7 o'clock. And the first 50 guests will receive a sparkly tiara, and everyone will get cake and coffee. We're really going to have it's going to be a very festive kind of girls' night out atmosphere. If you're familiar with the movie, there's a lot of singing in the movie. People are encouraged to sing along during the singing segments. Maybe don't sing during the dialogue segments, but definitely sing during the singing segments and hang out afterwards if you want. It's going to be, I always think of Thursday night as the night you go out with your friends, and then Friday and Saturday you're kind of stuck with your spouse. But Thursday is the night to go out and really party, and we want to party with you. And it's a fabulous movie.
Yes.
It's very much kind of an underdog, shaggy dog story. It's also the breakout film for Toni Collette. And it's just such a great, fun movie. And you will come out feeling, I'm going to give a little bit of a spoiler alert, it has a happy ending. And you will go out of the theater just singing and dancing and full of cake and wearing a tiara. What can I say?
Who can ask for more? I mean,
exactly.
That's a pretty good evening. What year was Muriel's Wedding? I forgot.
1994.
Oh, okay. Wow. And you also have a number of other wonderful events coming up. Your programming is very dynamic, to say the least. And folks who are not familiar with the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, New York, should really go to the website, and you'll be pleasantly surprised and maybe a little overwhelmed at the number of offerings. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's always been that way. I've only been the managing director here for about a year and a half, but I've been coming to and know about the Rosendale Theater for well before the community became the owners and community run theater that they became about 15 years ago. But you're right that we try to have a little something for everybody, whether that's a new film release, which of course is a core for any single screen theater, but we also have a stage built here so that we can accommodate live events very comfortably. And by live events, that includes live theater, live music. We had Andrew Yang's Hudson Valley Ideas Festival this past weekend, which was a series of speakers and lectures and slide presentations. The point is, we want, when people are thinking, what do we do, not only, you know, this weekend or tonight, but just plan ahead for months in advance, like they think of the Rosendale Theater the same way they might think of other venues, which are just as worthy as we are. But maybe we're a little more worthy. I don't know.
We are.
Well,
we're more worthy. Okay.
One of the things that I've observed is that, as I said, it runs the gamut from children's theater to adult theater to dance to drama to film to sing-alongs to poetry to talks. It's a really dynamic program.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. We have, as I mentioned, it's a volunteer organization. We do have three staff members, including myself, but primarily anything that happens here goes through a programming committee, of which Janet is a member, which is all volunteer community members, so that it's really a democracy, which still exists here at
Good.
The theater. Anyway, yeah, you have a certain independent producers, we call them, or just producers, which is really an opportunity for someone to propose an idea, whether that's a one-off event or movie, live event or movie or something else, or to create a series. So, for example, we have a classical movie series. We have a silent movie series. We have a music fan series. Periodically, we do movies on food security or food insecurity, I should say. So, yeah, I mean, we've used the word overwhelming, but I'd rather say it's whelming.
It is whelming. Yes, yes, yes. Now, let me ask you, do folks that might want to produce an event, must they be from that neighborhood, or is it open to folks throughout the state or from wherever?
Well, I live in Hurley, and I had heard about the theater initially because I have a classic movie website called sistercelluloid.com, and I had gotten in touch with Bob, who runs the classic movie series, Bob Esposito, and said, you know, if you want somebody to introduce classic films, I'd be happy to come and do that. And from there, I just evolved into a member of the programming committee. So we're very open to not just Rosendale, but the environs as well.
Yes, and for folks in our listening area where it might not live right next to Rosendale, it's a lovely drive through the
only contribute about 25% to 30% of revenue for an operation such as ours. That's very typical with not-for-profits that have doors that open and sell tickets. The rest is from memberships, donations, grants, legacy gifts, et cetera. So hope that our listening audience will come check us out and see what the magic is here, why this is such a beloved space, because it really is.
And you can buy tickets right on the website. You've got the tab right at the top, the events tab, that will take you right to the calendar. If something grabs your attention, just click on that event and you can buy tickets right away.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for what you do for the community and for taking the time to share this with our listeners.
Well, thank you, Valerie.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Valerie Mancy for that. And that's going to do it for us. I'm Tim Bruno. Thanks for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union and Catskills Curated, presenting products of regional artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen. Gift wrapping and shipping available on site. NarrowsburgUnion.com. The Cooperage Project in Honesdale, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFRadio.org.
Radio Catskill, keeping you connected with the local edition. Weeknights at 6, right after All Things Considered. The Local Edition. Only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming live at WJFFradio.org. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Showers around today, not as warm, high 66. Periods of rain tonight with a low of 51. And cooler with a few showers around tomorrow, the high only 58. It looks like a showers or rain in the forecast through Saturday. On Point is coming up next. It's 11 o'clock.